Good morning. Good morning, Mount Shasta team, and good morning, heart friends. Before we meditate this morning, I'd like to just discuss a little piece of, you might say, the nuts and bolts of meditation, successful meditation. I think that everyone really understands quite well that the bedrock and the baseline of successful meditation is the ability to concentrate. Concentration is really how it starts, right? And I'd like to talk just a little bit about that. If you attended my Mary University class, you know we had these little exercises, many of them, and in each case, part of the exercise was to concentrate on something, and the other part of the exercise was to count how many times you felt that you went off the meditation, went off the reservation, so to speak. And this was no mistake. It seems really mechanical. It seems kind of like, you know, what? But it's really important. And I'd like to reiterate a little bit why that is. Because how do we know when we're really concentrating? This is really important on a daily basis when we're doing our meditation on our own or during these group meditations. If you imagine that, for instance, this object right here is the object of your meditation, this could be an ascended master. I'm not going to use a human face or something like that. When we're meditating and we're really concentrating, it's a little bit like this. It's very unequivocal. It's very unambiguous. I am connected right now. And you really feel a return current. And if it's calm and it's steady, what happens is the current of energy that you flow builds and builds and builds. Now, we have to acknowledge, every one of us, myself included, that there is a part of ourselves that doesn't want to do this. It's our mental body, our emotional bodies, the part of us that's kind of wants to keep control of all over this whole process. And that's the part that wants you to go, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about the great divine director here, but yeah, and then blah, 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 and then it's blah, blah, blah. And you find yourself thinking instead of just doing this. And this is really part of a big part of the game of this. I think of it as a game because it's fun. Anyway, I'd like you to, today in your meditation and in the future too, just keep a heightened awareness of this dynamic, that if you could keep this state for a solid 15 minutes, you can really go into what they call samadhi, right? And many of you are, I'm sure, at times for extended periods of time, managing to keep this state. But if you're like me, you break down sometimes. I think about, oh, what time is it, you know, because I'm timing this. And various things happen, and ideally it's just this for long broken periods, maybe 30 seconds at a time at least. That's actually pretty good. Don't feel bad if you feel like your mind kind of wanders off about 20 times or 30 times during a 15-minute meditation. It's not that bad. However, the goal is to continue to discipline ourselves in a gentle way, in a friendly way, to keep this state of steady appreciation and attention on this without thinking and analysis and so forth. So let's work on that again today. I'd like to actually circle back and use the meditation on God direction, because I've found many times that I improve better at fundamental techniques like this by using the same thing. If you jump around and do a different thing each time, it seems to engage the mental apparatus more. However, we have a small momentum now on meditating on God direction. And so for this today, this diamond, let's use, instead of just whatever you want, let's all meditate upon the great divine director. The divine director, he's the diamond today, and we're going to just connect with him, and we're going to be conduits for God direction for ourselves and for our planet. So let's begin now. We're back now. Om Mani Padme Hum. Every moment we're connected, there's a coherent stream that's growing and growing. Every moment that we're thinking about something else, the stream begins to degrade. Focus on that in the coming days and weeks and just keep working at holding this for longer and longer periods. And you will notice very, very strong, powerful sensations inside yourself as this coherent stream is allowed to grow. Have a great day today, you guys. Thanks for your time. Back to you, Mount Shasta.